Mr. Matthews, who's the new teacher?
Karen.
Karen?
Yeah, we're on a first-name basis.
Cozy.
And we're not taking that geography test either. In fact, we've done away with geography. No one needs it.
You must think you've died and gone to heaven.
Yeah. No offense, but you could learn a lot about teaching from Karen.
Well, I guess I've been an ogre all these years. Hmm? What was I thinking?
Nobody knows. But all that stress you put on us probably just bounced back and made you sick. Karma. What goes around and around. You need to lighten up.
Well, thank you for the advice, Mr. Matthews. Like this?
Cut it out, Corey.
That wasn't me, that was Mr. Feeney.
Mr. Feeney? Talk about a sick joke.
What do you mean he's standing right here?
Oh, nurse.
He can't see me, Mr. Matthews.
Why not?
Because he's not the one responsible.
Responsible for what?
For killing me. I died in the hospital.
What?
I'm dead, Mr. Matthews. Thanks to you.
Don't die, Mr. Feeney. I didn't mean to kill you. Oh, man. Eric, I just dreamed I killed Mr. Feeney and he came back to haunt me. It was terrible. Eric. Ah! What are you doing here?
I'm memorizing the dictionary, Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Feeney, I just woke up. You can't be here anymore.
I can be anywhere I want. I'm dead.
You're not dead. You can't be dead. I only wanted you to have the sniffles.
It started with the sniffles.